This is the Africa service of Vatican Radio.
Welcome to our half-hour daily program for Africa.
Welcome to your Sunday liturgy. This is the program that accompanies you as you prepare for the Sunday Eucharistic celebration. After the Sunday liturgy, you can listen to our bulletin of church news that will be followed by Panorama. Then, our feature, The World Around Us, with news about our environment. I'm Father Paul Samasumo. The Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things. From the very beginning, the mission of the apostles, and indeed the mission of the church, shows that its success has come about not by human invention, but rather due to the divine work of God.
Sixth Sunday of Easter.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Some who had come down from Judea were instructing the brothers, "Unless you are circumcised according to the Mosaic practice, you cannot be saved." Because there arose no little dissension and debate by Paul and Barnabas with them, it was decided that Paul, Barnabas, and some of the others should go up to Jerusalem to the apostles and elders about this question. The apostles and elders, in agreement with the whole church, decided to choose representatives and to send them to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas. The ones chosen were Judas, who was called Barsabbas, and Silas, leaders among the brothers. This is the letter delivered by them. The apostles and the elders, your brothers, to the brothers in Antioch, Syria, and Cilicia of Gentile origin, greetings. Since we have heard that some of our number who went out without any mandate from us have upset you with their teachings and disturbed your peace of mind, we have with one accord decided to choose representatives and to send them to you along with our beloved Barnabas and Paul, who have dedicated their lives to the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we are sending Judas and Silas, who will also convey this same message by word of mouth. It is the decision of the Holy Spirit and of us not to place on you any burden beyond these necessities, namely, to abstain from meat sacrificed to idols, from blood, from meats of strangled animals, and from unlawful marriage. If you keep free of these, you will be doing what is right. Farewell. The Word of the Lord.
A reading from the Book of Revelation. The angel took me in spirit to a great high mountain and showed me the holy city Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. It gleamed with the splendor of God. Its radiance was like that of a precious stone, like jasper, clear as crystal. It had a massive high wall with 12 gates where 12 angels were stationed, and on which names were inscribed. The names of the 12 tribes of the Israelites. There were 3 gates facing east, 3 north, 3 south, and 3 west. The wall of the city had 12 courses of stones as its foundation, on which were inscribed the 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb. The city had no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gave it light, and its lamp was the Lamb. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. Yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I am with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me tell you, I am going away and I will come back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it happens, so that when it happens you may believe." The Gospel of the Lord.
And now with this week's Sunday Liturgy Reflection, here is Father Enobong.
At the completion of his work, Jesus Christ began preparing his disciples for the coming of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, comes to teach us all things, bringing to our remembrance all that Christ has taught us, and through the magisterium of the Church continues to teach. Not only did Christ promise us the Holy Spirit, but he also gave us a parting gift, his peace, not the kind the world gives. Some people may ask, is there any difference between the peace of Christ and the one the world gives? Oh yes, there is so much difference that there can never be any comparison. The peace of Christ does not discriminate. The peace of Christ does not know tribe, nation, language, color, status, and everything that tends to differentiate one person from another. The peace of Christ goes even to our enemies, since it is the very essence of what makes us children of God. And may the message of Christ in all its richness continue to find a home in our hearts through the same Christ, our Lord. Amen. Peace be with you.
Father Hilary Munyaneza, Father Enobong Odaigyong contributed to the program. I am Father Paul Samasumo. Do stay tuned in for our bulletin of church news and later the world around us, all about our environment.
Memory is an essential element in a living organism because it nourishes the present and orients towards the future. These were some of the words that Pope Leo XIV addressed on Saturday to the officials of the Roman Curia and the employees of the Holy See, of the Vatican City-State, and of the Vicariate of Rome.
Grazie per il servizio che svolgete.
The Holy Father thanked them for the service they cut out, a service he said he was inheriting from his predecessors.
I papi passano, la curia rimane.
The Pope said popes come and pass, but the curia remains. He described the Roman Curia as an institution that preserves and transmits the historical memory of the Church and of the ministry of its bishops. Working in the Roman Curia, he added, means helping to keep alive the memory of the Apostolic See so that the ministry of the Pope can be implemented in the best way possible. And by analogy, this can also be said of the services of the Vatican City-State. Pope Leo XIV noted that the Church has the missionary task of proclaiming the gospel to all people, both near and far, and to build a witness to the kingdom of God where it does not yet exist. The Roman Curia and the ministry of the Pope, also known as the Patron Ministry, have this responsibility too. He explained that Pope Francis reformed the Roman Curia for the purpose of evangelization, and he did this by following in the footsteps of his predecessors, especially St. Paul VI and St. John Paul II. He said the experience of mission is part of his life, not only because he is baptized, as in the case for all other Christians, but because as an Augustinian religious, he was a missionary in Peru, among whose people his pastoral vocation matured. He thanked the Lord for that gift, recalling also the new mission he received to serve the Church in the Roman Curia when he was appointed by Pope Francis as the prefect of the Dicastery for Bishops and when he was elected Pope.
Dobbiamo cercare insieme come essere una chiesa missionaria.
Pope Leo invited the employees to cooperate with him and the entire body of the faithful in the world in advancing the missionary dimension of the Church, particularly in building unity, dialogue, always open to welcoming with open arms all those who need our charity, our presence, our dialogue, and our love. He said each employee and official would give their contribution by carrying out their daily work with commitment and with faith, but to cooperate in the great cause of unity and love, each individual would start with his or her behavior in everyday situations and at the work environment. Everyone, he said, can be a builder of unity with their attitude towards the colleagues, overcoming the inevitable misunderstandings with patience and with humility, putting oneself in the shoes of others, and avoiding prejudices, as Pope Francis taught us. The Secretary General of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres, has said he had a telephone conversation with Pope Leo XIV on Friday morning, in which they discussed important issues related to world peace. The information was revealed by Mr. Guterres' spokesperson, Fanny Hanihack, in New York, in a press briefing to international reporters.
The Secretary General extended his heartfelt congratulations to His Holiness and expressed his commitment to build on the long legacy of cooperation between the United Nations and the Holy See to advance human dignity, human rights, peace, and justice in the world. The Secretary General extended a standing invitation to His Holiness to visit the United Nations. He looks forward to meeting with His Holiness to discuss joint efforts to promote common values in our troubled world.
Fari Hanihack, the deputy spokesperson for the United Nations Secretary General, Antonio Guterres. The Catholic Church marked this Saturday, May 24th, the 10th anniversary of Pope Francis's encyclical Laudato Si, also known in English as On Our Common Home. Pope Leo XIV issued a message on X, the former Twitter, reminding the world that the encyclical calls upon us to renew the dialogue on how we are building our planet's future as we unite in the pursuit of sustainable and integral development and taking care to protect the common home entrusted to us by God. In a related development, the Apostolic Administrator of the Catholic Diocese of Quirimane in Mozambique, Father Pietro Tosato, has called on Christians to embrace environmental responsibility to secure the future. Speaking during Holy Mass on Thursday to mark the 10th anniversary of Laudato Si, he said creation is a gift from God. We received the world as an inheritance and must pass it on to future generations with gratitude and care, underlining that a commitment to the environment is also a commitment to life. Father Tosato expressed concern over the current rate of environmental degradation in Mozambique, pointing out that people have been living as if resources were infinite and as if the earth could endure everything, when in fact it cries out for care. He explained that caring for nature is protecting the future for generations to come. Quoting Pope Francis, he said everything is interconnected. The cry of the earth and the cry of the poor are one. That is why the Church proposes an integral ecology. It is not just about protecting forests, he said, but also rethinking our habits, promoting justice, and educating people to respect life in all its forms. The member dioceses of the Episcopal Conference of the Indian Ocean have issued a statement pledging their full collaboration with Pope Leo XIV in his ministry as the successor of St. Peter the Apostle. The conference is made up of Comoros, Mauritius, Mayotte, Reunion, and Seychelles. The president of the conference, Bishop Alain Hero of the Diocese of Port Victoria in Seychelles, assured the Pope in the statement of the bishop's prayers, loyalty, and fraternal support. He highlighted the unique context of the Indian Ocean Islands, where multicultural and multireligious dynamics offer fertile ground for dialogue and peace building. He pointed out that the island countries in the Indian Ocean are vulnerable to climate change, but that the people are committed to making their voices heard for an integral ecology. The Office of the United Nations Human Rights Commissioner in Geneva has appealed to President Yoweri Museveni of Uganda not to assent to a bill passed on Tuesday, May 20th, by the country's parliament allowing military courts to try civilians. The bill follows a recent judgment by the Uganda Supreme Court, which ruled that the military courts were unconstitutional. They lacked legal competence to try civilians and failed to meet fair trial standards. The court ordered military officials to halt all ongoing military trials of civilians and transfer them to the country's civilian court system. Ravina Shamdasan is the spokesperson of the United Nations Human Rights Office.
We urge the President of Uganda to reject the regressive bill that has been passed in the Ugandan Parliament that allows the trial of civilians in military courts for a wide range of offences. The trial of civilians in military courts is in principle incompatible with international human rights law. It raises serious problems in relation to equitable, impartial, and independent administration of justice. Such trials are only permissible in exceptional cases. Parliament's endorsement of the regressive proposals comes in the lead-up to elections early next year. It also comes alongside a troubling rise in arrests and abductions, harassment and intimidation, as well as torture and other ill-treatment of members of the political opposition.
Ravina Shamdasan, the spokesperson of the United Nations Human Rights Office. You are tuned to the English Africa Service of Vatican Radio.
Hello and welcome to the World Around Us news about our environment. I am Festus Tarawali. In the lead-up to the 10th anniversary of the encyclical Laudato Si, written by Pope Francis, Pope Leo XIV has sent a video message to a gathering of academics and students in Brazil, urging continued commitment to environmental action and dialogue. The message was directed to participants of a meeting organized by the Network of Universities for the Care of Our Common Home, taking place this week at the Pontifical Catholic University of Rio de Janeiro. In his remarks, delivered in Spanish, the Pope expressed his joy at the group's dedication to what he called a synodal reflection ahead of the upcoming UN Climate Conference, or COP30, which is also scheduled to be held in Brazil. He encouraged participants in the 20th to the 24th May gathering to continue their collaborative efforts, emphasizing the importance of building bridges as part of their mission to address the global climate crisis. He said, "I know you are about to carry out synodal work of discernment in preparation for COP30. You will reflect together on a possible remission of the public debt and of the ecological debt, a proposal that Pope Francis had suggested in his message for the World Day of Peace. And in this Jubilee year, a year of hope, this message is so important," said Pope Leo. "I would like to encourage you, university rectors, in this mission you have taken on, to be builders of bridges of integration between the Americas and the Iberian Peninsula, working for ecological, social, and environmental justice. I thank you all for your efforts and your work. I encourage you to continue to build bridges," said Pope Leo XIV. He concluded by imparting his blessings upon the participants. In related news, the Catholic Youth Network for Environmental Sustainability in Africa, known as CINESA, is set to host the third Laudato Si Youth Assembly in Accra, Ghana. The gathering will take place from the 30th of May to the 1st of June under the theme, "A Decade of Laudato Si, Journeying Together in Hope for Our Common Home." It will bring together youth from across Africa to reflect, mobilize, and renew their commitment to environmental justice and ecological conversion. You can read the full story sent to us by Gabriel Asempa Antwi from Accra from our website, vaticannews.va. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called on countries to radically rethink their relationship with nature, warning that biodiversity loss is a global crisis no nation can ignore. The UN chief said this in his message for the 22nd May International Day for Biological Diversity. He said biodiversity is the bedrock of life and a cornerstone of sustainable development. Yet, he continued, humanity is destroying it at a lightning pace, the result of pollution, climate crisis, ecosystem destruction, and ultimately short-term interests fueling the unsustainable use of our natural world. Biological diversity encompasses the variety of life on Earth, including all living things and the ecosystems they inhabit. In an interview ahead of last year's International Day for Biological Diversity, David Cooper, who previously served as Deputy Executive Secretary of the Convention on Biological Diversity, warned that without immediate action to protect biodiversity, a million species could be at risk. UN News' Anton Uspensky began by asking him how he feels about the current state of nature.
This is a very good question. Biodiversity is under threat. Biodiversity, the diversity of plants, animals, microorganisms, interactions between these is incredibly important. It underpins really the function of ecosystems, which then deliver for us food, clean water. It helps also to protect us against natural disasters. Unfortunately, we are losing biodiversity. We've been losing biodiversity over the last 50 years at greater rates than ever before. And this is due to a range of factors. The biggest driver of biodiversity loss, particularly on land, is land use change. And in turn, obviously, food and agricultural systems are important there. Also, development, urbanization, and so on. And related to that, fragmentation as we build highways and other communication infrastructure. The next biggest is overexploitation, particularly in the ocean. So overfishing, but also overhunting and overharvesting of plants as well on land. Climate change is increasingly a threat, and the scientific projections suggest that in the decades to come, it will become the biggest threat, in fact. And other problems are caused by pollution, a whole range of issues there, including from the overuse of nutrients, so overuse of fertilizers, but also waste from cities, pesticides, and now increasingly, of course, plastic pollution. And then finally, invasive alien species. So species in the wrong place where they may, through trade or travel, be moved from one place to another, where they don't have their natural predators or other natural enemies, and they can disrupt ecosystems.
That was David Cooper, a former Deputy Executive Secretary of the UN Convention on Biological Diversity, speaking there to UN News' Anton Uspensky. And that's all for this edition of The World Around Us, news about our environment. Till the same time next week, I am Festus Tarawali.
You have been listening to the English Africa service of Vatican Radio, and I am Johnny Baptist Tumusime. In our next program at the same time tomorrow, you can hear our reports with the Pope on Sunday and our feature, The Family. Praised be Jesus Christ. Laudetur Jesus Christus.